Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
I'm just driftwood. Drifting with the winds that blow across the sky. I can't always be here.
You know what I like a lot about Merle Haggard?
That
he can sing. He's just got an unbelievably rich voice.
It's experienced, isn't it?
So you apparently don't even like him, yet he's your number one.
I didn't say I didn't like
it's
him.
Unbelievable to me.
I thought these songs would hit me and just move me, but they didn't. So it's whatever.
You know what'll move you?
Bob and Luigi's.
Hello, Randy.
Hi.
You're on the show.
Okay, two people. One of the best guitar players ever, Jerry Reed.
I like old Jerry Reed.
He was
Smokey and the Bandit.
His work is just outstanding. And the other person, Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker. Yeah, those are good ones, Randy.
Okay,
thank you.
Guys.
Here's what happens with me. When someone says the name Tanya Tucker, I go, or any country artist who appeared on the album, Common Thread. What song did she do on Common
Can't
Thread?
Can't remember.
Already gone. Thank you.
I had some books in here today to give away. I'll have some more tomorrow if anybody wants to stop by the Intercom Studios at 9111 East Douglas. We're on the bottom floor around 3:30. Our lovely person at the counter, Kathy Buss, will direct you back, and I'll sign a book for you. I'm trying to give some away. If you'd like to contribute to League 42, that'd be great. Don't have to. But I'll have some more books here tomorrow for people who just want to stop by. My goal was to get out and drive around and deliver. That's falling short.
Yeah, why didn't that work out?
I don't know.
Be a man of the people.
I am a man of the people. Okay. You should have seen this stream of people that came in. And Max, you saw it. Have you ever seen a more gregarious, embracing person than me? No, Max says no. Here's Mike.
Tariff man.
Mike, you're on the show.
Well, I'm going to make a suggestion that they're your list, so that's fine, and I don't quarrel with it, but I think after 1990, you let them down a little bit, and I would just ask you to consider the Dixie Chicks and Taylor Swift.
No, I hear you. Those are both.
Taylor Swift is a pop icon. I don't know if I'd still consider her a
country.
She broke into country, but she's taken it to the other side a little bit. Mike, those are good suggestions.
Why do you say the Dixie Chicks as opposed to like Tim McGraw or I don't know?
What about Shania?
Their whole Shania Twain's right there, but Dixie Chicks in my mind's better. They're just more listenable. But I'd throw those two out as after 1990, with you got Alan Jackson, George Strait, Kenny Chesney. That's good. I'd add those two.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Martina McBride, where does she fall in?
Not in the top 1,000.
You're talking about a Kansas.
I get that, but if we want, I'm evaluating this. Come on.
Her husband is from Wichita.
Oh, and I hate to.
Where's she from? Tell for $1,000.
Parsons.
See, you don't even know.
Sharon.
How'd you know? You looked it up. That is so pathetic. Just say I don't know.
Why do you have to throw her into this mix and then make me say that about her?
Did I make you say she's not in the top 1,000? You could have just said, you know, she's a very good, talented artist. Not in my top 10. I didn't make you say, oh, she's not even in my top 1,000.
We have to call it as it is, though. And
yeah,
she's
but
good.
Why be insulting?
I like
to somebody who's who's very embraced here in this community.
I like a lot of her songs. Well, one that I Independence
See,
Day.
See, there you're doing it more.
Independence Day is a good song, but she didn't write her own songs.
Why are you taking on Martina McBride?
I'm not, but
this will get back to her.
Will it?
Let me tell you now.
Well, then Martina,
I wouldn't be shocked if some of her representatives call this show.
What do you think they'll say?
And just take you to task. Yeah. I mean, it's just embarrassing.
I hope they do. She's had some number one country hits. She's quite a player.
She worked with Don Henley on his most and did a great job.
That'll
on their
flame.
Duet. Right. So I don't get it.
Okay, she's in the top 1,000.
There you go. Thank you. We got Nissan picks tomorrow, but only one college football game. Army-Navy coming up Saturday. Lots of college games upcoming. Bowl games
start. Are we only doing football?
The following week. We'll pick some NFL games, and then we'll pick a couple of college basketball games. Wichita State at Oklahoma. And then an interesting game, Chris Jans, who we're trying to reach, brings his Aggies from New Mexico State to Lawrence on Saturday night.
That will be interesting.
New Mexico State just beat New Mexico, I believe. And did they have some kind of a brawl in that game?
Oh, I don't know. I've not seen that. Can't answer that.
Was
Maybe.
It on CBS?
It must have been.
It's sad that you can't see anything on one of the...
It is sad that they've not put their shows on Hulu. I agree.
What's CBS called? They have a motto. It's like the, I don't know.
The eye on something.
The eye on CBS, but I mean, they're regarded as... Stop asking me these questions.
America's most watched network.
Yeah, it's something even bigger than that.
That's their slogan.
I was reading, doing my research today before we started the show, checking in on former Shockers, Landry Shamet, Fred Van Vliet, and Ron Baker. From what I'm reading, Ron Baker could be in danger of losing his roster spot with the Knicks. They have to make a decision on Alonzo Trier, who apparently has played pretty well for them. They need to decide whether they're going to extend his deal. And if they do, they have to make a subtraction. And what I was reading on a Knicks blog is that Ron Baker, who's not getting a lot of minutes for the New York Knicks, could be in danger of being waived.
That hurts.
The problem.
He's got guaranteed money, though, so that's good.
Yeah, he's got the 2-year deal for $8.5 million. But Ron has not elevated his shooting in the NBA. He does all the other things you want him to do. He plays defense, he handles the ball, he passes. But in today's game, you got to be able to shoot, correct?
You want to hear something crazy? And yes.
Stay on my topic.
I'm about to. I was going to Basketball Reference to check Ron Baker's numbers. And you know how they have the pictures of different players, just random players, on those reference pages? The little mugshots? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ron Baker is one of them.
Really?
Yes.
Well, in my dream world, I really wanted Ron Baker to make it big. And he still might. I'm not giving up on Ron Baker, but this year, who's the new coach in New York? He's seen his
Fizdale.
Playing time. Yeah, he's seen his playing time vastly cut. So we'll see what happens. Landry Shamet continuing to have a good rookie season, and Fred Van Vliet, although his shooting numbers are down a little bit, contributing 24 minutes per game to the league's best team to this point. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Bob and Jeff. I just got a couple quick guys. I'm an old guy, and I got a couple guys I knew wouldn't be on your list, but guys I really like. I've grown up, and they still are good. One of them is the guy you probably don't know, named Don Williams.
Oh, I know Don Williams, and I love Don Williams.
Huh?
I love Don Williams.
Okay, yeah, I like it. When he sings, I tell my wife, he makes a picture out of his songs. Just an old guy in an old cowboy hat, you know. Anyway, and the other one, you probably know, Michael Martin Murphy is another balladeer. I love balladeers.
Michael Martin Murphy, a friend of the show.
He's been on our show.
He's been on our show, Jim.
I know he has, but I didn't know how you...
You go way back with us,
don't you? Rank him in your iconic top tens, but he's a person... I'm going by people I like more than iconic, but You had a lot of good ones. These are just two guys I thought deserved a little mention because I love their music.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Jim, for contributing to the show today. In case you hadn't heard, the St. Louis Cardinals have acquired Paul Goldschmidt, the first baseman from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Happy for you.
And they've given up three players who did not figure prominently into the team's plans for 2019 to add, I'm trying not to exaggerate, one of the 10 best hitters in the game. We good with that?
Probably.
Is that okay?
He's in that mix. I probably would be, but I can't think of who it would be off the top of my head. Is that fair?
I'm fine with saying that Paul Goldschmidt is one of the 10 best players in the league.
10 best hitters.
10 best. He's won gold gloves, too. He not only shores up some offensive things, but he becomes a much better first baseman than the Cardinals have had of late. They have not performed well at first base, and part of it is because they haven't had a guy over there who can dig out throws.
Well, I'll tell you this, defensive metrics are not good, but that's okay. You don't believe in that,
no.
And I'm not going to force
it. I want a guy, a gold glove.
Those don't mean anything.
Three times. He's been in the MVP top three times. He has a career OPS of 930, career slugging percentage of 532, a career on-base percentage of 398. Welcome to the St. Louis Cardinals, Paul Goldschmidt. Are you gonna knock those numbers?
No.
Thank you.
Because those are based in accuracy and realism and facts.
You don't talk baseball.
All right.
You know what? Unless Cleveland wins a World Series, you can't talk baseball.
They did in 48, so I get to.
In your lifetime.
All right.
We fair on that?
Not really, but we'll see what happens.
Emmanuel Sanders, apparently a torn Achilles for the Denver Broncos. One of my fantasy – I did win my fantasy game this week.
We square off in the playoffs this week. I'm not fixing
this
your lineup.
This is the playoffs?
I'm not fixing your lineup this week.
This is the playoffs?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And as I did last week, by the way.
You didn't fix anything.
Yes, I did.
What'd you do?
You had two guys who were out.
I fixed that. I knew they were out.
You didn't fix it the week before.
Okay, maybe the week before, but I don't care about that.
When you had Kerryon Johnson and A.J. Green in your lineup that I didn't fix.
Let me tell you something about my fantasy life. It's not about football. That didn't sound right, but it's okay.
What?
That didn't come across the way I wanted it.
I think it did, actually.
Back in a moment, The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.